Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is with Nick Chubb. We'll find out if he actually ends up going to the Texans. Right. Seems like all signs are pointing towards yes there. Ian Rappaport on Good Morning Football earlier today with the latest update. Here we go.
Actually, before the draft, it seemed the Browns were in discussions with Chubb to bring him back for another season. Those talks did not come to fruition. The Browns eventually turned to the draft to fill the void of Chubb. The door was still open, but it certainly seemed like both sides would be open to moving on. Then the Texans stepped in, began talks with Chubb. He is now going to visit the Texans today. He is going to take a physical, assuming he passes that physical, which he should. He will sign a one-year deal to pair him with Joe Mixon for what should be one of the more fascinating backfields in the NFL.
Well, yeah, they're basically just taking a bunch of AFC North guys and putting it as their backfield now, which we'll see how that works out. Actually, you know, in talking about the idea whether it works or will not work for Nick Chubb, there's a part of me that's really scared by C.J. Stroud's shoulder injuries right now. And we talked about injuries with Darius Garland. This is not the same thing. But remember, C.J. Stroud had that injury that impacted him at Ohio State. And then this offseason, like, he removed himself from the voluntary portion of OTAs. He was that bothered by this shoulder problem that they're being very, very vague about. Quarterbacks and starting pitchers in baseball, I get worried when you have shoulder problems. And so I don't know that C.J. Stroud is going to be the same C.J. Stroud. Year two was way worse than it was. Year one was amazing. Year one was awesome. Year two was not anywhere in the same ballpark as that. New OC. I'm worried about what's going to happen over there, but I don't know that Nick Chubb necessarily is going to be the answer. But I think a lot of people's first thought, Daryl, was, all right, Nick gets to go play for a title contender, gets to go play for a playoff team. We can debate whether the merit's there or not. I contend the Texans aren't going to be as good of a team this year, but at least he's playing in meaningful games leading up to it.
Yeah, I understand the frustration that Browns fan has today. I'll be honest, I don't share in it, and I think part of
it. So you're not frustrated in the slightest bit?
No, because I knew it was coming.
I mean, it's okay when you
get
hit.
I'm not blindsided by it one iota.
I know, but it's okay when you get hit by a truck to say, like, this stinks, I got hit by a truck. You know? Like,
yeah.
Even though we were talking about it, and we've talked about the idea that Nick Chubb wouldn't be on this roster anymore. I mean, Albert with us a couple weeks ago said at this point he is more name than game. Kevin Stefanski was in the studio with Ken and Anthony and all but told everyone Nick Chubb wasn't going to be on the team anymore. But there's a difference between saying that and then seeing... Oh, he's meeting with other teams now.
Well, and the thing too is Jerome Ford restructured his contract, took a pretty significant pay cut for Jerome Ford, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously they draft Junkins and Sampson.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall. Well, Nick Chubb is not coming back. So I guess maybe that's why I'm not as passionate as Browns fans are right now in the anger toward Andrew Berry for not keeping Nick Chubb a Cleveland Brown through the duration of his career, because And I admit, maybe I'm just numb to guys coming and going over the years. Mm-hmm. And it is an absolute rarity in pro sports. It doesn't matter whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, football. Guys starting and ending their career with one team, that just rarely happens these days. And considering the injuries that he's coming off of, right? Knee sewn back together for the second time
in
his life.
Second major injury, yeah.
Coming off a foot injury as well. Struggled to get 3 yards on a cloud of dust last year. Did not look like the same player. Now, obviously, this offseason, he's on the Instagram posting the videos. He's jumping the boxes and squatting the 500 and all that.
Probably his way of auditioning himself for other teams.
Right, 100%. And look, these are things that he was doing in previous offseasons when he was healthy as well. So everyone's like, oh, Nick Chubb is back. Look at the IG and the squatting and the jumping the boxes. He looks fine and
healthy.
We got
a lot of comments for Shador when he runs hills in Akron, but you know, Nick Chubb, it's all right.
No, I'm got a lot of attention, positive attention. So I'm going to have to disagree with you. Fans were going bonkers. Like, you got to bring Nick Chubb back. Look at these videos.
No, that was my quick point. I don't want to stay on it, but the point was is that when Shador runs hills in Akron, people are like, geez, can this guy do anything without posting it? But then Nick Chubb posted, and everyone's like, yeah, you go, Nick Chubb. You're a leader.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You got to remember, I come from the defending Shador side of things.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
You got to remember
that. You're the shishill is that's
shishill.
Yes, you're the shishill.
I've never been called a shill for anything in my life. Feels good.
Yeah, there
it
you
feels
go.
Good. I was very close. Thank you. That's what we like to live in, the shaboom.
Not only is it an alleged bully free week for Mac, if that's what it has to be, then I just have to direct it at you.
Well, that's okay. I can take it down.
Okay,
it's okay.
No, but I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
Yeah, you've started it now. This is just going to be all day, and that's fine. 216-474-0092. So why is it that fans are upset though? Like, why is it that fans are mad? And I'm trying to put myself in the fans' shoes. Like, even though it almost feels like you have like a couple friends, and they're, you know, they just seem like everything's always rocky with them, but they still stay together, and at the end of the day, they're still together. But then finally, they end up having the divorce, and there's a permanence attached to it. You know, like, you can threaten divorce, you can threaten leaving, but until the papers are actually signed, it doesn't actually become real for a lot of people. And I feel like today it just kind of became real for a lot of people, a lot of the fans at least, that were maybe still holding out hope, even though me and you know how this has gone down and know how this has been shaped for a very long time. Now, what's interesting in that rap sheet report, and Daryl, this is something I did not know.
Right.
I did not know the Browns were interested before in March. I didn't know they were having conversations and the two sides were trying to find some way to bring Nick Chubb back. That is a new little wrinkle to all this, because at least they figured out before the draft what they needed to do, so they weren't left empty-handed come draft time. And they were able to take the two running backs and set themselves up.
Well, and again, it's from Andrew Berry's perspective, it is a tough line to walk here. And it's going to be interesting to see what the actual terms of this contract with the Texans are.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, how many incentives is, you know, I'm guessing there's going to be yardage incentives. I'm guessing there's going to be games played incentives, right?
Well, is it just a throwaway type contract where it's a couple million dollars and he's expected to do a couple plays here and there, but not really doing that much?
Right. And so I think that is a part of this, and I certainly don't want to speak for Andrew Berry, but going all the way back to the combine, it was crystal clear that based on comments that Berry was making even back then in late February, Chubb's days as a Brown were over. He just could not come out and say it, both out of respect to Nick Chubb, but also at the same time, if you just come out and say, yeah, we're not bringing Nick Chubb back, you know what the fan reaction immediately is going to be. And also, too, at that point, you don't want to slam the door and speak in absolutes, because anything can happen.
Well, so that's the odd part about this rap sheet report, though, is the idea that they were meeting in March and they were having these conversations and they thought that something could potentially materialize. And at some point it did break down. Now, do you think that was Nick Chubb asking for the sun, the moon, and the stars? Like, I've defended Nick in many ways, because I think it's an awful thing that his career earnings with the Browns is about $37 million.
Right.
You know, Jedrick Wills has made just about as much money as Nick Chubb has made in a Browns uniform. And I think that's awful. So, like, did he just get fed up with that? Was he like, this is more me wanting to make more money, and it didn't end up that way?
Well, fair
or was
or
it
not,
the Browns saying, no, we don't want to do this anymore?
Well, fair or not, that's just the, unfortunately, how running backs are treated in the NFL.
Yeah, no, it's a product of the position, for sure.
Chubb getting the second contract from the Browns was an outlier at the time. Saquon Barkley's new contract with the Philadelphia Eagles is an outlier. Derrick Henry's contract was an outlier.
Okay, but the difference there is like Saquon at least got the value of being the number two overall pick, right?
I understand that.
That's $40 million in your bank account on your rookie deal, whereas Nick Chubb, obviously, as you know, second round pick. Like he had it set up. And what I think is going to go down in the history of football is the most interesting way to not make generational. I mean, it's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. $37 million is an insane amount of money. But relative to how great he was and relative to his whole entire story and everything, most people would not expect only, and I use that in football terms, right, only $37 million. Because you had to be a second-round pick, late second-round pick, in order to not get that first-round money and the top five money that usually comes. And then you also had to be as great as he was to then have such a stretch. And it really was, if you look at his Browns career, that is five really good years. Yeah. To then get the injuries the way that he has and to have it fallen off. I mean, he's only played 10 games in the previous two seasons. Like, it is a masterclass in how to make the least amount of money while being as popular and as productive as he was.
I want to take a moment and go through, this is the Nick Chubb tribute right now. This is the resume that he put together with the Cleveland Browns. Four consecutive Pro Bowl selections from 2019 to 22. Mm-hmm. Joining Hall of Famers Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly is the only Browns running backs to do that. 2022, he was a second team All Pro.
Yeah, I was surprised it was only just one second team All Pro. I don't know why in my mind I thought there was more than that.
Four-time Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award winner for the Browns. Unfortunately, never really got legitimate national consideration for that award, and I kind of feel like he should. This is a guy that, remember, against the Houston Texans, could have run in easily for a touchdown, realized all he had to do was slide it down inside the five. They could kneel it out, and no chance for Houston to win the game. Just unselfish. The guy never celebrated. Right. Never celebrated a first down, never celebrated a touchdown. His next celebration will be the first. Right. And just didn't get a whole lot of, recognition for that. Multiple time offensive player of the week. When you look at where he mm-hmm. ranks all time in Browns lore, he's right there with Jim Brown and Leroy Kelly. Numbers wise.
Well, especially yards per carry, too.
He is, in my view, when you take a step back and you just look at the history of the Browns franchise, he is either the second or third best running back in franchise history. And it's not even close. And so I get the... I saw the comments on social media today. Everybody's mad at Andrew Berry, and I get it. But this was an unfortunate business decision that Andrew Berry made, and also had to make a personnel decision. Like from Andrew, I don't want to speak for Andrew here, but I'm basically saying that Nick Chubb's production is not going to, from his standpoint, mm-hmm. does not match maybe what the market value is. And my hope is that Nick goes down to Houston and he just absolutely lights it up. And whether or not that...
Do you think that will happen?
I don't know. And I'm not ducking the question. I honestly don't know.
No, it's not ducking. We're just having a convo.
I know, but I don't know. I understand what he's coming off.
There's no part of me that would bet on him returning back to the form that he typically has, but Nick Chubb has just done too many remarkable things for me to ever count him out.
Yeah. Right. You can't do it. So... But I don't know. I hope he does. I sincerely do. But the reality is they drafted two young kids. Whether or not that puts more pressure on them, certainly if Chubb lights it up in Houston and the kids don't do what they're expected to do or fans expect mm-hmm. them to do, you know what your fall is going to be looking like.
All right, 216-474-0092. Did the Browns do Nick Chubb a favor here, or were they just looking out for themselves? If you're actually upset, I want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. We've had a long time to see this thing coming, but I do think it does hit people today because until you actually see it come through and you see what team he's playing for, it doesn't really become reality quite yet. Jonathan Beadle and Daryl Ryder with you guys right here on The Fan. You're not the team mascot. You're not sitting there being paid a couple million dollars to be the rah-rah guy, to be the Austin Hedges, where you're not really even used for your playing ability. You're used because you're just another coach. And I don't want that for Nick Chubb. I want him to have a real actual chance. And the moment that you drafted those two running backs, Daryl, that chance went out the window. He was going to be, at best, taking what Jerome Ford just ended up getting with his deal and then rotating in very, very sparingly. Now, nothing's promised to him in Houston.
Yeah.
They got like four or five different backs. They got some guys out there that can compete with him. But
and that's why I think it's going to be an incentive-laden deal that he's going to sign, the one-year contract sure. he'll sign with the Texans. Here's the other thing, too. Yeah, to your point, he is not the guy you're trotting out in front of the cameras and microphones to be the team spokesman for when things, or I should say, if times get tough this fall, right?
Right.
I mean, it used to be a running joke behind the scenes. How short could his media availabilities be?
Because, we got a 10-second answer from him. That was a big time answer.
Yeah, like it was like we'd set the over under at 3 minutes, but it became like a running joke because he was never comfortable being in front of cameras and microphones. He didn't like talking, and that wasn't anything directed like toward us disrespectfully. Just media availability was never his thing. He liked to do his talking when he carried the football. You know, this is a guy that had 3,100. Yard games in his career with the Browns. I would argue he might be one of the greatest second round picks the Browns have had in franchise history. With what he was able to do, right? That particular draft class, he was one of the I call it the stars of that particular class when they drafted him in the second round. But yeah, the writing is on the wall, and that's why we were talking earlier. You know, like I don't have some like fiery, passionate take about the situation because I had already come to terms with Nick Chubb is not going to be on this football team this year. Mm-hmm. As much as I like, respect, and admire what he had done on the field, what he has meant to Browns fans, the Batman bit, right, was great.
Yeah.
His teammates are putting tributes to him on social media and that. But this is the business of football.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like to say, this is the lousy part of pro sports, and this is the lousy part of being a fan.
And
because
again,
Nick Chubb's a guy...
He's everything you want, and it's going to be really weird when he's in a Texans uniform watching him play football. It's going to be different, and that's okay. That's fine. I'm never going to tell anybody to not be upset today. Today is it's almost like the finality of it all. Even though we've seen this coming, we knew it was on the horizon. Hearing that he's likely going to sign with the Texans, I guess you're thankful it's not the Steelers, am I right? But hearing that he's likely going to sign with the Texans, like it does sting a little bit in many ways.
I'll give him credit. He's going somewhere. I'm using the Joe Hayden example just only because it's the one that's like top of mind, mm-hmm. right? And because people were bringing that up. Oh, this is like Joe Hayden 2.0. Well, Joe Hayden was cut while Sashi Brown was burning the house down.
Yeah.
But you know what? Andrew Berry's not burning the house down here, even though I have myself very low expectations for what this team is going to do this year. Me saying them winning six games, however, I think exceeds what other folks believe this team is going to be able
Vegas
to do this
fall. Vegas says 5.5, so you're right in line with Vegas.
I'm taking the over. I think that's, I won't say easy money, but I feel comfortable taking the over there because I think they got 6 wins in them despite the fact the schedule's hard. But, like, this is a different situation. This isn't Joe Haden 2.0 mm-hmm. where he gets cut and he walks over to play with the Steelers because, again, the roster's getting burned to the ground.
That's why I wonder if people think I'm like a little insane for suggesting that it's almost the Browns doing him a favor.
I kind of feel like he...
Nick Chubb really want to play on a team that's going to win 5 or 6 games? And at this point is... I mean, we're like those driverless cars you see in Arizona. Like, we're directionless right now. We don't know exactly where we're going or what we're doing.
Well, and it's a 4-man quarterback race. I can't believe you're saying it's directionless.
And people want this to be something for Nick Chubb, but it's also in the same breath. I'm like, this isn't a 10-win playoff team, and we're trying to squeeze out another win to advance on to, to win the AFC North. He's going to be in a much better situation, or at least should be. He's going to have a chance to revive his career.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying that. He's only played 10 games out of the previous 2 seasons. It's not like he's been on the field a bunch to begin with anyway.
It just hit me. That's an artificial surface in Houston, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you got a dome there.
I worry about knees and artificial
surfaces.
People
complain about that all the time, yes.
And a couple of years, the Browns will be playing on an artificial surface under
our
roof.
And I'm sure we'll have those conversations.
We're going to have those conversations,
the moment
too.
Someone gets injured, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Hey, you brought the dome for this? It's going to be annoying. I'm already annoyed.
It's
the conversation.
A glass roof. You mean they can't grow grass under a glass roof? Isn't it a greenhouse?
216-474-0092. Did the Browns do Nick Chubb a favor, or were they just looking out for themselves? I think in many ways, I know it's a very glass half full approach that I'm taking here and being like the Browns are looking out for Nick Chubb when I know the realities of it. Andrew Berry's looking out for Andrew Berry. Like, Andrew Berry is in every sense of the word looking out for what is the best interest for himself. But I do think it's interesting that if you believe the rap sheet report, and I got no reason not to believe it, they talked in March. They had a conversation. Yeah. I'd be dying to know if they're just not framing it in the way that I believe how it went down, where Nick Chubb was like, I'm not playing for $1.2 million to be your mascot this year. Like, it's not going to happen. And, oh, by the way, you have a lot of different running backs. You have different people you want to get in the mix. It's a rebuilding, not a rebuilding, but a team with a...
with not a lot of expectations.
Yeah. I mean, the poison pill year is what we've been calling it. Give me a chance to go play for somebody that can actually do something, and give me a chance to have my Derrick Henry moment. Give me a chance to have my Saquon moment. Give me a chance to go to a different team and then set off, really just be great there.
I'll say this. I don't want to sit in your chair if the rookies and Jerome Ford struggle this fall, the run game struggles, and Nick Chubb is ripping off runs in Houston. I don't want to take those calls.
Well, I do. 216-474-0092. But I like calls. I like talking to you guys. I like the conversation. Cheryl in Las Vegas up next. What's up, Cheryl?
I'll tell you why I'm angry.
Yeah, tell me why you're angry.
I'll tell you. I'm mad at you, Jonathan Peterlin.
Oh, no.
I came up the Browns flagship station, and you know what I caught? I don't understand why everybody's so upset. And that's quote. I mean, it's a culmination of things, gentlemen. Everything you just said about Nick Chubb and Houston. I was fine if Nick Chubb was done in the NFL. I was fine.
Wait. Who said I don't know why everyone's so upset? If I said that, I didn't mean to say it that way. I know why everyone's upset.
Okay, that was a little bit, I guess I took it, didn't hear everything else because I called in when I heard that.
Okay, so, yeah, because it's like very obvious why people are upset.
I totally get why people are upset. I just don't share in the anger.
Okay, well, Daryl, look at it this way. Everything you're saying about Houston right now, about Nick Chubb going to Houston, that's what the Browns could be giving Nick Chubb. Houston's got a running back room. Browns got a running back room. Sure, I saw the writing on the wall when we got those 2 new running backs. But all I said was, as long as he's not in the NFL, if no other team sees value and he's medically unable to play, then I'm all good with Nick Chubb retiring. But there is a team out there with running backs saying he is good enough. We see a path. We see a way. And I really felt that that's the least Andrew Berry could have done for us as we deal with Deshaun Watson, as we deal with what Myles Garrett did to me. I'm still trying to get over how nasty he was. I don't know how to wear his jersey again. I'm still trying to hear Mary Kay say, you might have Deshaun Watson. Here's Kenny Pickett. And, oh, the guy you like, Joe Flacco, is probably not going to be there. It's a culmination of everything since the 3-14 season. It's everything they're doing is like going out of their way to alienate this 68-year-old fan. Huge backer out here in Cleveland. I paid $1,200 to see them in the dome here last year. I left at the end of the third quarter. And I love my team, and they are a personnel nightmare. That's why they're saying we have the worst team. And I just feel strongly Nick Chubb and the fans deserve the Browns to give everything they could for Nick Chubb, just like Houston just did. Damn it.
Oh, all right.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. All right. Cheryl,
I can't believe they're doing this to me. I can't believe it. What more do they want? The guy who went to seven teams as a receiver? A horrible locker room presence. I'm supposed to get his jersey? Really? Really? Whose jersey do you want me to get this year? Tell me.
No,
I got to retire Chubb.
No, hopefully.
I got to retire Garrett.
Well, you don't have to retire Chubb. The cool thing about a Nick Chubb jersey is that one's going to never go out of style.
When he plays and does a great job with the Texans because we were too analytical.
Maybe you get to wear it in protest then, even if you want, you know?
I think you should get a Harold fan.
Your mic's not on.
I think you should get a Harold Fannin Jr. jersey.
Yeah, we got some rookies you can get, but I get not wanting to invest in that. They got to earn it first. I get that, Cheryl.
I mean, you guys have seen this nightmare happen ever since we went to the
airport. Yeah, you said something very interesting I want to touch on, and I do appreciate your call and your passion. I feel for you. I do. I mean, she was getting emotional there. That's tough. The problem is that what she said was that she feels like the front office is just alienating everything about her favorite team, and they're doing it almost intentionally. And it's funny when she brings up the different layers of that, right? Like you bring in Deshaun Watson, a move that not many people liked. Myles Garrett then has his whole deal, and that obviously was upsetting to her. But it does feel, in a sense, that like the Browns just they don't know how to buy a win for themselves. And I don't know. There was a part of me that was wondering earlier today, and I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, Daryl. There was a part of me that was wondering if this is part of why Andrew Berry and company were brought back. They were brought back to do the dirty work. They were brought back to say, Nick Chubb, sorry, we don't want you around anymore. You don't have service to us. We don't have value to us. We're going to let you go and play out and do your bidding for another team. And that was just part of it, as if they're just there to just take all the body blows that are attached to this 3-14 team last year into now a team that is projected to win 5.5 wins, according to Vegas. And if that's the role they got to play, and they'll play it out for next year, and they'll play it out until the end of the season and then be let go, okay, fine. But it is a miserable spot for them to be in right now because between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, the people in the city, their respect of them and their appreciation of them has never been lower.
Yeah, it's been a tough ride for Andrew Berry here. A lot of the big moves that he's made just haven't panned out. You know, Browns fans have to look at Baker Mayfield go to Tampa Bay. Even though he bounced around, they don't want to talk about him bouncing around to find himself.
Right, and he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last year. He threw 40-plus touchdowns, almost 5,000 yards. He was legitimately, from a statistical standpoint, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
He put up numbers we've never seen here in Cleveland before from a Browns quarterback.
But everyone knows Andrew Berry was driving the bus in that decision. Yeah. Obviously, Jimmy Haslam signed off and giving the paycheck, but he was driving the bus, and fans aren't stupid. We know that stuff.
And fans don't want to hear about maturity issues behind the scenes or things like that. They just know that the guy started 55 consecutive games, and they had that kind of stability at that position since Brian Sipe.
But I do think this is a big part of the bigger discussion about Nick Chubb, and today for a lot of people is that it's not necessarily that Nick Chubb is going to the Texans and he's going to another team. It's more the idea that this ends, in my opinion, any sort of, and the dream was already over, but that whole regime where it was Nick Chubb, it was Baker, it was Denzel, it was Kareem Hunt, it was Myles Garrett, it was Denzel Ward, it's all these guys, and this what was supposed to be a juggernaut of a football football team, and it's all just poof up in smoke. And listen, it's been up in smoke for a while now, but this is like the culmination of it. When more of those guys that I mentioned than not are just not even on the team anymore, it just kind of really highlights the fact that we had a really great roster at one point, and the best we did was win a playoff game against the Steelers, and that's all we have to show for it.
But hey, they did give Myles Garrett $40 million a year to shut up and be happy in Cleveland.
And we'll find out tomorrow just how disgruntled he is. I promise you we'll find out that. All right, 216-474-92.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with your phone calls. Like Cheryl, why do you guys want to get involved in this? We'll move the Peterlin pass to later on in the 4 o'clock hour. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan. Listen, I don't want anyone to get mistaken. And listen, Cheryl was very impassioned, and I appreciate her passion. And no one's wondering why anyone's upset today. I think what Daryl, I don't want to get this wrong. Your point is mainly we've seen this coming for months.
Yeah.
So how did this blindside anybody?
Well, yeah, I get why Browns are disappointed that Chubb's not finishing his career with the Browns. But for me, yeah, like I was not the least bit shocked when the news came down yesterday afternoon that he was going to visit with the Texans, and then if all went well with the physical, he'd sign the one-year contract. I immediately assumed the contract would be very incentive-laden based on playing time, games played, yardage, maybe some touchdown incentives, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they throw a win-loss incentive in there as well, even though I don't know how you pin that on Nick Chubb, but just a way for him to make his market value. But the reality is when you've had your knee rebuilt for the second time in your football career, happened to Georgia, now with the Browns, then he had the foot injury last year. And I get the whole social media stuff he was posting, trying to show everyone, hey, I'm back to being me, doing the box jumps and the, you know, all that kind of stuff, the lifts, but squats, but I understand both sides of the coin. I understand why Andrew Berry has moved on. I knew Andrew Berry was going to move on, but also at the same time, I get why Browns fans are angry, and it's because he is a player that always answered the bell.
Mm-hmm.
He, as I said earlier, the at worst third best running back in franchise history, right up there with Leroy Kelly, right up there with Jim Brown. And, you know, he had an opportunity to continue to compile the statistics.
And he still had, the cool thing about it is that they did it in enough time where I really did. There's a part of me that believed, especially when Albert kept saying he's more name than game, that it would just be like week three, week four, week five. There is some sort of injury would happen. Yeah. And then Nick Chubb would just fly in.
But here's the thing.
Put the cape on and try to save another team's day. But it just, I like that he gets a good jump and a good opportunity from the start.
Understand, it's June 9th. It's not like he's signing this contract on March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're a free agent right now, and, well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, that was self-imposed. Like, he totally did that because he didn't want to have to deal with OTAs or whatever. And he's the drama queen of the NFL. I mean, drama king of the NFL. when you're talking about Chubb, like, there's a reason that he didn't sign with the team until June 9th. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's some merit to his best days are behind him, and the Browns decided to go younger and to move on. But you know what? You're still going to see the Nick Chubb jerseys at the stadium this fall, and that'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
And
especially
when his career's over, he's going to be a Browns legend. I don't know if they put him in the Ring of Honor, but like, he'll be a Browns legend. He'll be honored. Mm-hmm. He'll be welcomed back, just like all the other great players that have come through here. But yeah, I get why Browns fan is not real happy with Andrew Berry today.
David in Cleveland up next. What's up, David?
That's how you gentlemen doing today.
Hey, David.
I just want to say, to me, it's very disrespectful because that man gave himself for the team. He had more to give to those rookies that we drafted. Ford and Strong had showed them guys anything. I don't understand what.
David, you're breaking up on us here, man. I appreciate you, but you're breaking up on us here. I think his main driving point was that Chubb could just be a great mentor to the to the rookie running backs. I think that's what he was getting at.
Yeah, but you can't just keep a fourth guy to be a mentor.
It doesn't work that way. You can only have so many people.
And the reason Jerome Ford is so valuable is because he can play special teams. You're not putting Nick Chubb on special
teams. Jerome Ford averaged 5.4 yards a carry last year. Listen, I know he didn't get a million carries, but he still was awesome in those limited carries that he got. I hate the Jerome Ford slander. I do.
I'm not slamming the guy.
No, not you. I'm saying just in general. Just in general. Like, I feel like Jerome Ford is so underappreciated, and I don't understand. I don't understand why. 5.4 yards a carry. He was awesome last year. It just, a lot of it came in chunk plays for people, and so people want to diminish what he was in general. I think he's got a very specific and very defined role, and I think he'll play that one out in an almost perfect way. Now, is he a great mentor the way that Nick Chubb is? No, of course not. Nick Chubb would be a much better person in that role, but Nick Chubb's also 28 years old. Like, he's not a million years old himself. Give Nick Chubb a chance, and they are, and he'll go ahead and have an opportunity to put together his own version of what Derrick Henry just did in Baltimore. Do I think it's going to work that way? No, Daryl, I don't. I don't think he's going to have a 1,900-yard season and lead the league in rushing touchdowns the way that Derrick Henry just did in Baltimore. I don't think that's going to happen. But at least he's given an opportunity and a chance to try. Like, if I'm Nick Chubb, I can't ask for much more. I don't want to be a mascot. I don't want to sit here and be somebody that is, the only value I have is training and helping out Judkins and Samson achieve their best. 28 years old, you're 29 years old. Like you want to perform your best for yourself. There's still a lot he can do, I would imagine. At least he believes he can do.
Andrew Berry didn't have room on the roster for him, and also didn't feel like with the injury history, the fact that he's 28, with two knee surgeries and a foot injury, wasn't worth the squeeze.
This is the right ending for both parties. He gets a chance to go to Houston and showcase what he can do. Meanwhile, the Browns, you got two rookie running backs, and you have an opportunity with Jerome Ford and the three of them to put together a new running back room and figure this thing out, whether you get the franchise quarterback this year or next year. By the time you have that franchise quarterback, you're in a good spot.
In Berry's defense real quick,
yeah,
you can't run the team to appease the fans.
What was that Joe Flacco move about? Nah, I'm messing with you. All right, 216-474-0092. We'll get back to the Browns just a little bit later on. Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs, inside shot on Substack. He'll join us next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.